from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, Panera Bread is pulling the plug on its highly caffeinated charged lemonade after it's been blamed for at least two deaths, including a New Jersey woman. 21-year-old Sarah Katz of Jersey City, a University of Pennsylvania student, died last year after consuming the product. She had a heart condition and had no idea the drink contained as much caffeine as a Red Bull and Monster Energy drink combined. A Florida man with a chromosomal deficiency also died after drinking it, and both families are suing, along with a Rhode Island woman named Lauren Skirt, who claims the drink left her with permanent cardiac injuries. The crew of an oil vessel has been caught polluting waters off the Jersey coast.
The chief engineer of the Kriti Ruby, an oil tanker owned by a Greek shipping company, admitted in federal court to discharging oily waste from the vessel's engine room into the waters near a petroleum terminal in Sea Warren. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 57-year-old Konstantinos Atsalis pleaded guilty to two counts of violating the act to prevent pollution from ships. He also admitted to falsifying the tanker's oil record book to conceal the illegal dumping. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Former President Trump is taking his presidential campaign to the Jersey Shore this weekend. He'll hold a rally late Saturday afternoon on the beach in Wildwood at a site with an estimated capacity of over 30,000. The campaign has put up $54,000 to cover security costs. A warning for New Jersey smartphone users looking to charge up in a public place.
Federal officials have shared safety tips when using public USB charging ports for phones and other devices. Juice jacking is a term for hackers loading malware onto such charging stations, which could then force access to electronic devices as they charge. The FCC has said it was not aware of any confirmed instances of it happening, but the commission still advises using AC power outlets and carrying backup power banks as a more secure option. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is it true there's rain on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A mild night tonight with a partly cloudy sky, low near 60, but it is going to turn out cloudy tomorrow. We'll have a couple of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm from late morning on. A noticeably cooler day tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Rather cloudy tomorrow night with spotty showers. Lows will be close to 50. And cloudy and pretty chilly on Friday with occasional rain and drizzle. High temperatures Friday will be in the mid-50s. And a mostly dry day with highs close to 60 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We're looking at 85 degrees in Elizabeth, 85 degrees in Lakewood, 81 degrees Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey. If you or someone you know gambles frequently, there may be a problem. Warning signs include being preoccupied with gambling, gambling to escape, lying to cover it up. If this sounds like you or someone you know, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org. And by Builders General. Looking to elevate your home projects? Look no further than Builders General. Quality materials, expert advice, and a wide range of brand names you trust. Whether you're a homeowner or building professional, Builders General can bring your vision to life. Visit BuildersGeneral.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.